Sometimes a person gains so much fame, they become bigger than life. So is that the case with George Washington and a cherry tree he chopped to the ground? The answer, brought to you by Exmark Mowers, where you can get great savings on purchases before October 31st. To get exclusive deals, text Exmark to 283-342 today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
So did George Washington really cut down a cherry tree and later confess his deed to his father? Debbie Ward gets that question a lot.
Mason Locke Weems, the first biographer of George Washington, was a parson, a fiddle player, as well as an author.
Reverend Weems was the youngest of 19 children, a man who was first known as a passionate preacher who traveled the eastern seaboard. But it is Weems, the author, who is remembered today. He had already penned several titles before his famous Life of Washington was released. And within that title were some stories that still intrigue readers today.
They haven't been proven. They haven't been disproven. You will find people that believe both sides. The cherry tree story, the tossing of the coin across the Rappahannock.
As for the cherry tree, no one can really prove or disprove the tale. Weems probably had a purpose behind the stories that was larger than just selling books.
Washington was not very popular after the Revolutionary War, and Mason Locke Weems felt that something needed to be done, that the country should know what a wonderful man Washington was and what he did for the country.
The book was very popular. There were about 60 editions of the title within the first 50 years. As Weems traveled from city to city, he would not only preach and play his fiddle, but sell his book, too.
He would load up his wagon with his wares, drive from town to town, pull into a town that he thought might be a good place to sell his books, go to the town square, or even a tavern where a lot of people like to congregate, begin to preach until he drew a crowd, and then he would sell his books.
Weems resided just south of Washington, D.C. His home still stands, and his tales of Washington's life live on as well. Traveling the countryside in Dumfries, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.